The Trump administration has already suspended parts of the 2015 Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing Rule, or AFFH. It required the more than 1,200 local governments that get federal housing funds to report how they're addressing housing segregation and discrimination. But Carson says it discouraged affordable housing development.
The old 2015 AFFH rule created a variable ABCs of unacceptable harms, including adverse outcomes, burdensome obligations, and cookie-cutter solutions.
Housing and civil rights advocates had previously sued unsuccessfully to halt the rule's suspension. Some now say they're concerned the new rule would water down fair housing protections. The changes include eliminating the current 92-part fair housing survey and instead asking local officials to identify at least three major obstacles to affordable housing. The new rule also would relax where subsidized housing can be built. Carson used the term redlining, normally used to describe discriminatory housing practices, to argue for more affordable housing in low-income areas.
Cities like Charlotte, low-income areas were actually redlined out of affordable housing development plans, and federal resources were redirected to high-income areas.
Charlotte formerly had rules that discouraged affordable housing in areas that already have it, a policy designed to expand affordable housing throughout the city. Those rules have since been revised to promote housing near jobs, transit, and shopping. A spokesman said Mayor Vi Lyles was not familiar with the proposed rule change and not available for comment. City Council member Malcolm Graham says it's another example of the Trump administration efforts to undo the work of President Obama.
As it relates to anti-discrimination protection for families, we need to make sure that those statutes are staying in place.
The proposed rule still must be published in the Federal Register. The public then would have 60 days to comment. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.